עלי שיעור חלק בייס דף קוף למד, in the middle of the page. מעטו פוינים חזל שם אל העוסיד, סמוך למויס המשיח. So at this point, חזל turn to the future, what's going to happen close to למויס המשיח. בעקבויס משיחה חוצפה יסגה. So in the footsteps of the משיח, חוצפה will increase, היקר יאמיר. Things will be expensive. הגפן תיתן פריה ויין ביוקר. There will be plenty. The vine will produce, but wine will be expensive. Things will be available. The shelves will be stocked with everything. Everything will be available from around the world, perhaps through all sorts of methods of buying online. Things will be available and accessible, but expensive. והמלכוס כולה תהפך למינוס. The establishment will all become heretical. Ve'en toichachas, no way to rebuke. Whenever any rebuke will surface, claims will be made that there are valid viewpoints and no one viewpoint is correct. Be'isva di'eliznos will be an increase in promiscuity and things like that. Ve'agalil yechorev, ve'agovlan yishayim, areas will become desolate. Ve'anshei hagvul yisavavu me'ir le'ir ve'lo yechoneinu. Those are more obscure. Ve'chochmas sefrim tisrach. The wisdom of Sefrim will not be valued. Those who fear chet will be despised. Truth will be lacking. It will be a youth culture where the youth humiliate those who are older. Elders will serve those who are younger. Ben menavel av, sons will despise fathers. Bas kama be'ima, daughters will fight with mothers, there'll be a generation gap. Kala b'chamoisa, daughters-in-law with mothers-in-law. Oyvei ish anshe b'yisrael, the person's enemies will be his own family. Pnei hador kifnei akelev, the generation will look like a dog. Aben enemies v'yesh me'aviv, no embarrassment. Ve'al mo yesh lanu le'isha'in, asks the Mishnah. What can we rely on? Al avinu shebashamayim. Says the author, Masha Tiarukan Einoi Irida. What Chazal described over here is not a decline. Zeu Matzav Shel Yimoitu Kol Moise De Oretz. Rather, it's better described as all the foundations of the land being shaken, a total collapse. His Moitetus Achayim Akalkalim. Again, the collapse of economic life, Achivatiim, social, Hamishbachtiim, a complete change in the norms of what constitutes a family. There'll be no longer spouses, there'll be partners, and you can have partners of all sorts of things and all sorts of family situations, a situation where the majority of children born out of wedlock. Hamusarim, a complete collapse of moral standards, hamidinim, political standards. This is what is being described over here. Mafliu eich chazal beruach kodsham ra'u kol zos lifnei alpaim shana. It's a wonder Chazal could see all of this with such clarity. Bivhirus kazeis, so many years ago. Asher be'inenu anu ro'im ech mis'ameis kol davar b'daikanus nera'ah. We see how these things are coming about with awesome precision. These remarkable changes. Ach gam b'matzav zeh, but even in this situation, al mi yesh lanu lehisha'in, on whom can we lean, literally, lean, rely, בביטחון מוחלט, with complete confidence, על אבינו שבשמיים, קוירי הדורס מרויש, again the phrase from Ishayahu, the one who proclaimed the generations from ahead, קריב גם לדור זה, he is close to this generation also, ועדרבה, ועסח הוינים עניו, says Ishayahu, I will be with those final generations. השגחה מיוחדס, a unique, a special providence, וסיעתא דשמיא מיוחדס, in a particular form of siyata dishmaya, nimtzes davka beikvis ad meshecha, is to be found specifically in those times. Uma pesher inyan hismoitetus zeis lifnei bo mashiach. What is the meaning of this collapse before the mashiach comes? Bo ur'e, mishna zeis muva'a bagmara senedrin. This mishna is cited in Sanhedrin. Umaftir sham rova achrein. Rova makes a cryptic comment straight after the mishna is cited. Maikra, which verse hints to these concepts? Kuloi hofach lavan tahoiru. It's a pasuk that speaks about tzaras, where the skin turns completely white and the Torah rules that it is tahoir. Devarav sesumim. Needless to say, these are cryptic words. Well, what has that got to do with anything? The Maharal reveals something wondrous over here. Kasher hatzaras hu bemikzas. When the tzaras covers a minority of the body, a part of the body, tim'a oisei haterah. The Torah rules that the person is tamei, ki hatzaras hu efsed la'adam. Tzaras is something that's negative. It is a negative situation in the person. Ki dichsiv al not tehi kameis. Like Aaron says when he asks Moshe, let it not be like a mace regarding Miriam. Tzaras is not a pleasant thing and not a desirable thing. However, when tzaras spreads throughout the person's body, the Torah says he is tahor. Because here the loss is for the sake of being, literally. Here it's a preparation for something else. Every state of existence is preceded by lack of existence, by a vacuum. ומפני כי יוקדם אל ההוויה היעדר, לכן, לכך היעדר הזה הוא בשביל הוויה. This is from Netzach Yisrael in Perek Lamed Hei. This state of tzaras is for the sake of something new. As the author will now explain, he'll paraphrase the Maharal. כאשר פרחה צרס בחולוי. The Maharal is saying that when the tzaras spreads throughout the person's body, בהכרח זו יחנה להוויה חדשה. This is not a regular case of tzaras. It is preparation for a new type of existence. Ve'efsed ha'mechin ischatshus enu mitame. And therefore, when you have a situation of hefsed, but it's a preparation for renewal, it's not metame. It's like tearing down a building in order to build something else completely in its place. Ha'maharal miyased hazeh. What the Maharal establishes over here is Yetzira chadasha yechola lisavis rak im hayatzav hayashan misbatel. A new creation can come about only if the old regime, if the old situation is invalidated. Visbatelus zeis eina kilkul v'churban ba'alma. That hisbatelus is not just destruction, ela hachana leyetzira chadasha. It's preparation, like in our analogy. You demolish the building as preparation. So it's not just demolition, it's not just destruction. It is a preparation for a new state of being. This is what happens in the Torah when the person becomes entirely white, he's tahor. This situation with tzaras spreads throughout the body, we look at it not as destruction, but rather as preparation for a new state of being. This is what Chazal are describing in the footsteps of Mashiach. This collapse of all the foundations of society. It is not a slow and gradual decline as we described earlier in that Mishnah, as happened after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, where one town after the next passes his niftar and certain attributes are now gone. It's not like that at all. Ela ha'isbatlus ha'kudemes lechidush ha'olam al-ide Mashiach. It's rather the invalidation, the destruction of a previous world as an introduction, as a preparation for a new world in Yemos HaMashiach. Yemos HaMashiach im olam chadash. Yemos HaMashiach is a new world, gilui yichudei yisbarach toch bitul hara, to reveal Hashem's oneness in the midst of negating all evil. This new world can be revealed only after whatever our world relies on is destroyed and invalidated. On what will this generation of the footsteps of Mashiach rely on? In the midst of innumerable problems that will visit it. Hen begashmius ben ruchanius. Problems, both physical, material, and spiritual. Well, the Mishnah said, "Al mi yesh lan lishen." The Mishnah already asked, "Upon whom can we rely?" Al avinu shebashamayim. Im kol amoyre ois vehamoyre ois shardo mekim bilti tzvim. If all of these events and the frightful happenings of this generation, if they were all unanticipated, Haya hador dome lisvina b'yam seir b'likvanit. The generation would resemble a ship in the middle of a stormy sea without a captain, if it had been like that. Ach kurei hadoreis miroish, once again this phrase from Yeshayahu, the one who proclaimed the generations ahead, הקדוש ברוך הוא מנהיג ככה סולם הוי. He's guiding his world. ועבדיו הנאמנים, חזל, his faithful servants, חזל, צפו מראש כזה יהיה פני הדור. They anticipated and they already told us that this will be the generation. והכל בהשגחה עליונה, all through divine providence, ועליו יצברך אנו נשענים. אני רואה על הקדוש ברוך הוא, ואס אחרונים אני הוא. I will be with them. ותראה בעקבס עד המשיכה מהעניינה. What will be the concept of Torah? How will it fit in the footsteps of Mashiach? כאן עלינו לעמוד על עוד יסוד גדול בתורה. We want to ascertain, to clarify another important fundamental about Torah. ידוע מאמר חזל על מסניסן דה מקוואיס, וזה מישנן מקוואיס, ושל בנועין מצד אחד. The mission that speaks about the builders, לגבי חציצה בתבילה. The concept there, of course, in a technical, narrow sense, is to do with separation, a חציצה, in immersion. And the Gemara asks in Shabbos, "My banoin, which builders are we talking about? What?" Omar Rabbi Yochanan, "Elu talmidei chachomim." It's a reference to talmidei chachomim. Sheiskim bevinyanei shel olam kol yomehen. They're called banoin because they are busy building the world. That's what they spend their lives doing. Shabbos Kuf Yudalet. Eize olam hem boinim? What world are they building? Halo olam hazeh banui ve'imed. This world is already built. Hevei yomer shem oiskim bevinyan olam chadash. Rabbi Yochanan means that they're busy building a new world. V'cheinu. Ba'olam hazeh yesh ra v'cheit v'mavis. The world that we are familiar with. There's evil in it, and there is cheit, and there is death. Ha'tira kdusha eina mashlima im etziyus zeh. The Torah does not reconcile itself to this reality. V'chol inyanah v'livnois olam chadash. The concept of the Torah really is to build a new world she'ein bo shelosha eileh, without these three factors, evil, cheit, and death. A world in which the Hester Panim that characterizes our world is removed. Hu asher amru, Chazal make a statement in Kiddushin, Ein kol mitzvah u'mitzvah ha-kesuvah b'tirah. There's not a single mitzvah in the Torah. Shematan schara b'tzidah, where the reward is mentioned, she'en techiyas ha-misim tluyaba. That doesn't have a connection to techiyas ha-misim. For example, b'chibud av v'aim, and the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of chibud av v'aim, it says, it adds, le'man ya'arichun yamecho, le'man yitav lach. Ya'arichun yamecho, in this world, yitav lach in olam haba. B'sheluach ha-ken k'siv, in that mishnah, in that mitzvah, it says, le'man yitav lach ne'arachta yamim. Again, two expressions, one for olam hazeh, one for olam haba. This is in these two mitzvahs. Im b'chamura she'b'chamuris. If in the most severe of all mitzvahs, meaning kibud avaim, this phrase comes from a midrash, by the way. Chamura she'b'chamuris. Chazal referred to kibud avaim as that. Uvakala she'b'kalois. And the easy mitzvah of shiloach hakein. If those tluyat chiyas ha-misim, if they are connected directly to chiyas ha-misim, navin ki tachlis kol ha-mitzvahs it chiyas ha-misim. We understand that the purpose of all mitzvahs, because the whole spectrum between the most severe and the lightest, is techiyas ha-misim. Because the Torah does not reconcile itself to a reality of death and evil. Its purpose is to build a new world, and that's what the Talmidei Chachamim are called builders. Davar nifla nimtza baze befachat Yitzchak al Chanukah. A wondrous comment about this is found over there. Al ha'oir ha-shefeh midvaram shel ha-ramban ba'kdavan l'milchamis Hashem. Regarding the words of the Ramban in his introduction to Milchamis Hashem, ki ein betalmudenu moifes choisech. The Ramban writes that in the Talmud you will not find decisive proof. Kegon cheshbonei ha-tishbores v'nisyonei ha-techuna. You won't find equations like you find in mathematics, where you can prove a theorem in a very decisive way, or nisyonei ha-techuna. Things like astronomy, where you can make very precise predictions and test and see whether the prediction about particular movements of heavenly bodies occur. You won't find that in the Talmud, says the Ramban. Ki ein ze koil anois chalusha shel chuchmas talmidenu. This is not a weakness of the Talmud. He's paraphrasing the pasuk, you know, with when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai after the Chait Egel and he speaks to Yeshua, and Yeshua says he hears something. Yeah, kol anois. This is not a weak voice. It's not a weakness of the Talmud. Has kukalitz tzlus al birus achra. It's not that we need to make an apology over here for the clarity of the decisiveness. It's not mathematics. V'toykef haichrach hashem moifes choisech mamtzid yadam shel chokei ha-tishbos v'chamei ha-tchuna. We don't have to feel apologetic about the fact that in mathematics and astronomy there are certain processes where things can be demonstrated or disproved with certainty. Adrabah, no, zoi harivus agdeila, ki tif arta וגאווסה של חוכמה תלמידו, הוא בשלילה סמופס החוסך בתחומה. This is דווקא a revusa, the greatness and the majesty of the Torah, of the Talmud, is not to have these things. ומהלך הדברים ככה, the process we're talking about is as follows. תוכן המדע ועניינה. This is still about the Ramban. The content of these scientific disciplines, הוא לתפוס בכוח השכל, אז ניתן להשכיל במציאות הקיימת של העולם. The purpose of these endeavors, whether it's mathematics or astronomy or similar things, hard sciences, is to use one's intellect to grasp, לתפוס, to grasp whatever is possible to grasp in the current reality of the world, במציאות הקיימת של העולם. To grasp the current reality, כפי שיאמדס בעינה, as it is now, whatever the... For example, in astronomy, whatever the movements of the heavenly bodies are. אבל עניין התורה הוא עניין של יצירת מציאות חדשה. The concept of Torah is to create a new reality. וממילא תוכנו אינו עניין של חקירת מציאות קיימת. And therefore its content, the content of Torah, is not merely investigating a current reality. אלא חקירת הדרכים והכוחות שפועלים במהלך יצירה של המציאות החדשה. Rather, it's in the investigation of the processes and the powers that are active in creating a new reality. A reality that will come about at the end of days. This is where we touch upon this a decisive proof. When it comes to any science, particularly in the hard sciences, its demonstrations, the mode of demonstration is taken from the reality that science deals with and investigates. Mada umada umtzius shelo. Each discipline has its own modes of demonstration. What works in astronomy doesn't necessarily work in biochemistry. But each of these disciplines has its own methodology, which is taken from the reality in which it exists. וכל מדע מספרנס הוא מן המציאות שלו. Every science gets its sustenance, so to speak, yeah, מספרנס. It gets its sustenance from its reality, ומשיג מתיכה סמופס חוסך הנצרח לו לפי עניינוי. And from it derives the mode of demonstration. From within the reality of astronomy, you derive whatever is applicable as a מופס חוסך, as a decisive proof for astronomy. However, וכל זה לא שייך אלה במדע מסייחס למציאות של הויבה. All of this is relevant to disciplines that relate to the current reality, the present reality. אבל חוכמס תלמודנו, הנוססת נפשה ליצירת מציאות של הסיד. When it comes to the חוכמה of the Talmud, whose aspiration is the creation of a reality of the future, הרי מופקסי בעצם, it is innately removed from the concept, in a מושג של הויבה חוסך. There's no such thing here as a decisive proof. That's why the Ramban says you won't find decisive proofs in the Gemara like that. You can't write an equation to prove a certain thing because it's mufka from that. It is removed from that. It's dealing with a different reality. המבחן היחידי בחוכמת תלמודנו שהוא בבחינת מופס חויסך, the single test, the only test in the Talmud which constitutes such a demonstration, גנוזו במציאות העשידה של החיסא ימים. It is within, it is ganuz, it is hidden within the future reality of the days to come. וממילא, לאיס אתה אי אפשר שיהיה בחוכמה תלמודנו מופס חוסך. It is impossible right now that in the Talmud there should be a demonstration. The author says, קיצרתי ושניסי קצת. I've edited a little bit the words. But הדברים נפלאים ומרחיבים מסדס. These are very expansive words. They expand the mind, these words. We get a different feel for what the Torah is בכלל busy with, what its objective is. בזה נחזור לשאלתנו. That was a digression. We're coming back to the question that we posed in the middle of the previous page. תורה בעידן עקבסא דמשיחא מה עניינה? What will be the concept of Torah in the days leading up to Mashiach? הרי נסבר, we've explained, בעיני העולם החדש של גילוי ייחוד היתברך, those who build the new world where Hashem's unity is revealed, ואחרי סיימים, those who build the world of the days of Mashiach, ידעו ויודעים את המהלך של התקופות. They know, they knew this process of different eras in history. They're aware of this collapse of all social structure and social norms in this time leading up to the Mashiach. They are called Banaim in that Mishnah. The ones who build this new world are the Talmidei Chachamim. Amelei HaTorah, the ones who turn into Umvakshei Chachamim Mi Mishnah Chochmah Shelo. Harking back to that chapter where we learned, that depends on two things. Toiling in Torah and then asking Hashem, pleading, like the child asking the father to give him the food. We Mevakshei Chachamim Mi Mishnah Chochmah Shelo. Uchmo bechol tekufa bifat bitkufa zeh. Like in every era in history, but especially in this era, Hem Yodim, they know full well, Al mi yesh lanu leishena, on whom can we rely? Al avinu shebashamayim. That's the answer. Lei be'olam shel mikrim anochim. We don't live in a world of random incidents. Ki kuyre hadores meroish maniges olamoy. The one who proclaimed the generations is guiding his world firmly. Talmidei Chachamim eina mefachadim im ra'is ha'tkufa. They don't fear the events of the era. Gam lo imima shirei chet imasu. They don't fear the fact, as the Mishnah says, that yirei chet will be despised, v'chuchmas sofrim tisach, and that their wisdom will be denigrated and disparaged. It will be seen as archaic and primitive and divisive. They don't fear that at all. Im mefachadim imasu. If they do fear anything at all, they're afraid of what the Mishnah says, that truth will be lacking. It will be hard to find the truth. It's for this that they toil, umispalelim, they daven, that at least sparks of truth will remain also for them, that they should be the beneficiaries of at least sparks of truth in that awful, awful era preceding the coming of Mashiach, where there's so much sheker. They rely on the assurance of the Creator, the es achroinim ani. I will be with those generations. With this assurance, they continue in their way without refuel, without weakness, without disillusionment, without doubts. Ad bias goel tzidkenu b'mirah b'yamenu amen, until the goel comes. I have, as a footnote to this chapter, the process that Chazal described over here, which the author calls yimoytu kol moysadei oritz. We discussed the concept of tzaras. The concept that appeals to me as an analogy is the caterpillar, the dissolution of the caterpillar within the cocoon, and then the formation of the butterfly. It's a similar type of thing as tzaras. Tzaras is just less familiar to us. But that's what happens. This caterpillar spins a cocoon around itself and emerges as a totally different reality. It's one of the great wonders of the natural world. It's remarkable. Here's a caterpillar with a particular type of life and body plan, and then it dissolves. The tissues dissolve within the cocoon. It's a remarkable process. It's been not photographed, not quite the right word, but it's been seen with sophisticated technology, with MRIs and similar things. How the tissues dissolve, and then magically, I use this word with caution, they reform themselves into a completely different form of life, a flying insect, a butterfly. This is what we're speaking about over here. Kuloi hafach lavan tahoiru. There's a total transformation which includes the dissolution of this current reality in order to form the new reality. Adkan Shari Shein.